The way this episode landed could not be any more ironic, because this week I have to go on a liquid diet, and so like for like a day I have to go, I have a procedure at the end of the week, so I got to go on a liquid diet, and so we're literally doing an episode that's like 90% food before I go on a fucking liquid diet. You can't make that shit up. I didn't plan that at all.
Not exactly good timing, I will say.
Not good at all. No. And this was like such a throw. Like, I love that we like just like threw this together. We were just like, this just sounds like a fun idea. Like, this is going to be a fun episode. But I'm literally over here just like, I'm trying to think of ways, like, okay, so I can't eat. I can only drink like clear liquid. So like, I'm like, keep myself busy. Keep myself like, you know, I got books to read. I got games to play. I could edit that episode. I was like, do not edit that episode while you're sitting there hangry, bro.
The entire episode focused around food.
Oh, God.
And you're going to be starving.
Could you imagine, like what kind of masochism would that be?
That's terrible. That's a terrible, terrible plan, but I think it's a little funny.
It is kind of funny, but I don't think I'm going to do that to myself. I think I'm going to wait until after the procedure to actually edit the episode.
Boring.
Fair enough. Welcome to Weird What, everybody. We are your favorite weirdos. I am JD Ross with Bethany Marshall. How you doing today, Bethany?
I am surviving, you know, making it through. After, you know, reading some of the notes that I took for the episode, I'm starving.
And yeah.
So it's extra bad.
Yeah. I know we always end up on food on this show. This is the food episode. Today we are going to be talking about a very morbid topic. It's one that I've kind of had in the back of my head for a while. And like when we didn't know what to do for this episode, I was literally just like, that's the one. Fucking cook that shit up. We are talking about last meals.
And there's some pretty weird ones on the list too. There's, of course, you know, got the infamous, but yep. Then we also decided to get the weird request.
Which, I mean, if you really stop and think about it, they are all kind of weird considering the circumstances. Like a mandate, because we're focused specifically on condemned execution last meal. So like, not like princess dies last meal before she fucking like got killed in the tunnel. It's all people that were executed. Texas comes up a good bit.
I actually didn't look at any of the locations.
Dude, it was a lot of Texas, a good bit of Florida, a good bit
of... The two places that I remember seeing were Texas and Florida, and I think Tennessee was
Tennessee.
In there.
Tennessee comes up a good bit. One of my favorites, though, did come from Texas, and we'll get to that one at some point. Everything is apparently bigger in Texas, including karma.
Oh yeah.
Do we have any shout outs this week? Do we know anybody we're trying to shout out?
I don't think that I have anybody that I was going to shout out.
I don't have anybody up for that either. So you know what? Shout out all of you.
Shout out to everybody.
Yeah, we love all of you.
Look, that's how the kids make hearts these days.
That's right.
Like this.
That's right. Hearts.
See, you do it like a millennial. This is how the kids do
wait,
it.
Wait, wait, wait. How do they do it? Is it like a no? Dinosaur? For Please. Everybody who's like just listening, you're missing a spectacle.
You look like you're trying to do gang signs.
I do. I can't wait. Can I do it?
So you curl your index fingers.
I can
fingers.
Do the blood sign. I shouldn't. Did I just do that? I shouldn't do that. Did we
Look,
just claim
while
blood?
We're at it? While we're at it.
Oh shit! For everybody who's only listening to the audio, you just missed. I mean,
nothing
at all. Nothing.
Nothing.
Didn't miss a thing. If you want to see though, go check it out on YouTube. I still don't know what you're doing there. The heart thing. It's like okay.
You so curl your index fingers.
Okay, curl your index finger.
And then straighten your middle fingers.
Okay. Okay. Straighten the middle finger. I can't.
You're such a boomer.
Oh, my God. I'm not a boomer.
This is how the kids do it these days.
Oh, my God. Well, these kids are complicated.
Or they just do, like, I don't know how to do it on the camera. Like this, I think. Because it's like a little heart.
Like
it's
a chef.
It's hard to do and, like, show
like a
camera.
Chef's. It's also, yeah, like, weirding me out because, pinch. Like, it's backwards for me. So, yeah, like.
I have mine switched, so.
Oh, so you got the mirroring on. I didn't turn the mirroring on, so.
Yeah. No. It is on. It's switched. So it's like backwards for me to see.
Oh, gotcha. Cause it's like, you know, it's like, I mean? I think I go like, I should be this way, but it's all, yeah. This, yeah. It's all topsy turvy. So we're really coming through for everybody who just listens on the audio only portion right now.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Well,
it's his fault.
It is. Cause I couldn't do it. Well, you know what, for everybody, for that, we'll try. I will put a picture, some pictures of us trying to do what just happened on the socials. Follow us on those. Before we do hop into the episode, though, we do have it was a weirdly not weird week for weird news.
Yeah, it was a pretty
normal. Quiet.
Well, I don't want to say normal.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was oddly quiet.
Yeah, I did find one thing. And it's really just an excuse to talk shit about Elon Musk.
Yes.
I can't stand that son of a bitch. And
it's not even like, take away everything that he has done.
Yeah.
Ruining Twitter.
Yeah.
Being a twat.
Yeah.
Literally just him when he talks, the way he's so arrogant.
Yeah.
So, well, arrogant.
This is going to piss you off even more. So this motherfucker comes out and he says that aliens don't exist, which we're already on the, well, hold on side. You start saying aliens don't exist, first of all, fuck you. Wrong. Mm-hmm. No, sir. But the reason he gave was because he would have found out with all the Starlink satellites going on.
Ew. First of all,
no.
You're going to tell me that your Starlink satellites are better than, like, Some of the big
James Webb,
there.
The fucking, yeah. Hubble. Like,
I didn't know which one to pick, James Webb or the Hubble. So yeah, I said all of them.
We went with both. I mean, honestly, yeah. Both though. Like the Hubble, I don't even know if the Hubble's like still operational, but it was like, it was the standard. Now the James Webb is just like sending back, and he's over here talking about fucking Starlink. Get the fuck out of here.
Like, bro, you barely made it to space, which I don't know if they actually like made it to space or made it to technically space.
I think they made it to technically space where it's still blue sky.
Yeah.
Which I don't care about that.
Right. Boring.
Yeah. Like,
I need to like orbit.
Yeah. I want to get into the dark. I want to get into like, remember that part in Independence Day where Will Smith's flying through and he's like, it's like, it starts to really darken and like, you're in space now, dude. It's like, that's where I want to be. If I still see blue sky, I'm in a plane.
Right. Listen, you know what's really weird though? When you are in a plane and you look out the window,
yeah,
looking up, because it's still blue,
yeah,
but it's dark.
It's a different blue. It's a different shade of blue.
It's a different blue, yes. And I'm used to looking up and seeing like sky blue, you know.
Yeah.
But it's dark blue. It's like your shirt in some of the pictures that I took. I'll have to send them to you if I have them.
Dude, yeah, I need to see that. Like we gotta put that on the socials too. That's fucking awesome.
It was freaking me out because I was like, so first time on a plane, you know.
That happens. Yeah. I've only been on like once or twice, so
yeah, it was definitely messing with me, but it was so cool.
Yeah, I love it.
And I was looking at barely space where Elon Musk went.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how does it feel, Elon, to just have gone to barely space?
And it wasn't even the most memorable billionaire to go to barely space.
No. Did you take a dick rocket to space? No.
Exactly.
Jeff did.
I was trying to remember who it was whether it was Jeff or Warren.
It was definitely Jeff. And you know, no, I don't think Warren is like cleared for orbit. Like, I don't think he can.
Oh,
leave.
Really?
I think he's like too old. Like, he's like 97 or so.
Jesus.
He's old as fuck. But
that
like
makes me feel old.
Here's the thing, Bezos. You know what? Like, he took a dick rocket to space, and he gets my packages to me on time. Just saying, he's winning over Elon. I don't like either of them, but he's better than Elon.
And what does Elon do for us? Takes, you know, a mediocre social media website and ruins it.
Yeah, it's just it's an absolute shit show now.
And he gives us a lot of fake UFO sightings because it's all Starlink.
Yeah. You know what?
Fuck you, Elon.
Fuck Elon Musk. Like, we have really gone. Like, you know what? I feel like this was cathartic. We needed to do that.
We did. It was inside of us. Now, like, watch like Elon Musk be like, bro, who the fuck are these people? And like, come at us.
Dude, if he comes at us, so that'll blow us up. So like, I think we'll still win. But like, at that point, we have to thank Elon.
That's not happening.
No. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, let's get into today's topic. We are talking about, like we said up top, last meals. So, of course, I'm extra as fuck. I had to go into like the, like, I had to go as far back as I could find. So the tradition apparently goes back to at least as far back as ancient Greece, where they would, like, this was this, I thought this was fun. Like, they would feed those who would be executed for the sole reason of them crossing the river Styx in the underworld so that they wouldn't come back as hungry ghosts.
I didn't read that part. I did see that it was started in ancient Greece, but that is the best reason, because a hungry ghost is going to be a hangry ghost.
Exactly.
I don't want to deal with that.
That's how you get a poltergeist. That is how you get a poltergeist.
No, ancient Greece is not about the poltergeist.
No, they are literally like, get that motherfucker fed, because we're not having him come back. That's not happening. It's not happening.
I thought it was really cool that it went back so far, because I was expecting definitely modern, like maybe 1800s.
The Puritans in Massachusetts would hold grand feasts because they believed it emulated the Last Supper of Christ, which is, I mean, okay, that's fair. But I think, like, my favorite, though, is, like, the way Germany would do it is, like, they would have a feast of roasted goose and potatoes with the accuser, the judge, the lawyers, and the executioner all in attendance.
That's so awkward.
Could you imagine that?
Like, okay, you're going to death. You're the one going to death.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there with all of them. And you're like, okay, well, that guy worked his ass off, decided that I am going to die. And that's the guy that's going to do it.
Yeah.
But then imagine being like the guy that's going to do it. Like, you're trying to, what, make small talk with the guy you're going to kill tomorrow?
Literally. Or like, if I killed your family member and then you got to sit there with the parents while they're just like mean mugging you the whole time. Cause you know that nobody's eating.
Right. I mean, that is so awkward.
Like, at least with modern day, it would be a thing where, like, you get to, like, it's like a private thing. Like, you maybe with a friend or something, but like, just imagine that shit.
That honestly, officially, like, my worst nightmare.
Yeah. Which,
well, like being on death row is probably like worst nightmare above that. But then, like,
But it's a very German response, I think. It's a very German thing to do.
It's very German.
Yeah. Like, it's very, like, because it feels like it's an extra punishment.
And they're all speaking German too. So, like,
yeah, it's all angry.
I would be interested to be a fly on the wall.
Oh my God. I could only imagine. So we looked over, a lot of the weirdest last meals we could find. We decided what we would do is kind of group it into a couple different categories of, we got the more infamous, well-known, like, murder serial killers that, you know, like household names that everybody's going to recognize, and then go into the weird ones and just kind of go through. And then as a special treat, we're going to end the show with what our last meal would be. I had to stop like putting mine together because I was starting to freak myself out.
I had to stop because I was like, there's no way I can eat this much food.
I got to that point too. Like, I got to the point of like, but then I'm also thinking like, but this is the last, this is it. This is it. This is all you're going to get. So like, make it count, bro. So I had to like completely put that shit, but like, I got a solid list though. So like, honestly, I think mine, it could be a pretty worthy one.
Mine's actually probably pretty sad because
yeah.
Like, I'm sitting there, none of it goes together. So none of it's something that you could just like nibble a little bit on.
Yeah.
But so I picked a few of my favorites and I was like, this is it. This is what it is.
I like it. All right. So we're going to start with the more infamous ones first. So this is going to be kind of a listicle style episode. So everyone strap in and enjoy yourself and get ready to get hungry.
Uh-huh. Maybe. Some of them are kind of.
Some of them are going to put you off a little bit. All right, so we're going to start with one of the most infamous ones on the list here, the killer clown himself, John Wayne Gacy. A lot of these subjects are definitely going to come up like in full Weird Wide episodes at some point down the road. They have to. So we'll be glossing over like what some of the people did here. But
yeah.
So obviously, well-known serial killer. I think this one is one of the this one is interesting. So he had 12 fried shrimp, a bucket of original recipe KFC, French fries and a pound of strawberries and a Diet Coke.
The part that threw me with that one is the pound of strawberries. I get it.
Yeah.
Strawberries are delicious.
Yeah.
But the rest of it is just a bunch of fried food and then fresh fruit.
Well, and one of them actually made sense though, like the KFC thing, because he either owned or managed a franchise of KFCs. So it was this like weird thing where like he had a connection to the like, that's interesting to me.
Yeah, it probably took it back to a time before, you know, he was in prison and gonna be dead soon, and to a simpler
the
time.
The good old days. And that's not the only one though that comes up with like a large amount of a fruit or vegetable either, about the strawberries, because there's another one on the list that does the same thing with something else.
And it's surprising because when I was doing mine, I didn't put, there is fruit, but it's not like fresh fruit.
For him, it was a pound of fresh strawberries. And the Diet Coke thing, like, why would, like, some of this seems like serial killer choices.
I would choose Diet Coke.
Oh my God. There's a couple on here where if you identify with it too much, I'm going to have a problem.
I'm going to put myself on a watch list. Why? Okay, listen. First, I'm like, oh yeah, I could probably be talked into being a cannibal. And then it's like, oh yeah, I could probably crawl a lot into a cult. And now it's like, I'm relating to these serial killers.
This guy makes sense. I'm picking up what he's putting down. Yeah, the show has a tendency to bring out who we really are.
I don't like it.
I love it. All right, so next on our list, Eileen Wuornos. Lady serial killers like don't really happen as often, so I think she's like kind of one of the mainstays in the world of serial killers. She killed, I think it was a bunch of dudes, like, because I know she was doing a bunch of prostitution and stuff going on like that.
This is one, Eileen Wuornos is one that I'm kind of like, you know, okay,
yeah,
girl, boys have cooties.
They do. And you know what? She took care of business with that. There's no doubt about that. She sure did. But like her last meal, it is a little questionable to me. It was a cup of coffee. That was it.
Unless it's like first thing in the morning, but even if it was, I would still have food as well.
I'm still having a Denver omelet at that point, like at least, like,
I don't,
or
like
something.
Eggs.
Wow, that's crazy. Actually, I gotta put eggs.
Sausages.
Oh, I gotta put eggs. Oh my God, I gotta add eggs to my list. Eggs is gonna be on my
I'm
list.
So hungry.
Yeah, I'm starving. We did that, like, we always do this too. And we like, this is just like, you know what? Just everyone strap in. We're hungry. You're all gonna be hungry by the end of this. But like, it feels like such an unhinged thing. Now, she definitely, like, by the end of her life was in that kind of, she had that, like, Florida, older, not so doing well redneck lady vibe going on. And so, like, with her with a cup of coffee, I felt the need to include on this her last words, because I thought this was just, like, really appropriate. It just feels right. And I'm going to do my best to do, like, an Eileen Wuornos impression here of what that might have sounded like.
I'm excited for this.
These were Eileen Wuornos' last words after her cup of coffee.
Yes. I would just like to say, I'm sailing with the Rock. And I'll be back, like, Independence Day with Jesus. June 6th, like the movie. Big mothership and all. I'll be back. I'll be back.
Loved your portrayal.
I was.
I'll be back.
I'll be back. I'll be back. I was just channeling Eileen there.
I could see. Apparently, Eileen does nothing but smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, I imagine so. Actually, cigarettes were even in my list too, by the way.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Because there's a couple people that inspired me on this.
Not
that.
Me.
Nope.
Even now. Quitting smoking journey. Even when I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so weak, I'm going to smoke a cigarette, and I take a hit off a cigarette, I'm like, oh, that's so nasty.
We are both on that, and we're both doing well. Everyone at home should be congratulating us, because we have both quit smoking in the past couple months.
Yay!
Go us!
I know, that's fantastic. It's such a hard thing to do.
It really is. It's really tough. It's really tough to quit.
I cheated and used medicine.
I didn't. We made the call. We used the patches, but
I honestly don't know how you did it without it. Like,
it was tough.
Yeah.
It was tough. It was like,
good job.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Next on our list. This wasn't like, This wasn't a very weird one, but I felt the need to include it just because everyone knows who Ted Bundy is. So he actually declined a special meal, but he was given a traditional steak that he had medium rare, eggs over easy, hash browns, toast, milk, coffee, juice with butter and jelly. But he didn't eat any of it.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. I like to think that's nice that he was like in his, like he was too sick or to his stomach or to whatever, yeah, whatever it is, too anxious to eat. I like that. I'm glad he suffered a little bit.
He was finally feeling it.
Yeah.
That whole, oh, I'm going to die now.
Exactly. Exactly. And I love that for him.
It's terrible. You know, death, people dying.
Yeah.
And for me, even in this case, you know, these are terrible people and they're getting put to death. And that's in my heart. It's kind of like, it's sad, but like, yeah.
Like on a human level, like on a human before. Level, it is sad. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really makes you think about the whole death thing.
It does. That's another thing. We're going to be hungry and thinking about the afterlife for the entire evening after we finish recording this.
I'm going to need to call my therapist.
Yeah, literally. All right, next on the list, Albert Fish. That, I don't know if as many people know that one. That was one sick son of a bitch. Massive sadomasochist. He did pretty much everything that you could do that is evil. He was the Gray Man, the werewolf of, was it Werewolf of Wisteria, I believe. Truly a fucked up individual. Cannibalism. We talk about cannibalism a lot on this show.
Here we are again.
That motherfucker was, I know what he was probably wanting. I think he was probably wanting people. But that's not what he got.
Should have just ordered Soylent Green.
He should have.
You can get it at Walmart.
How do we get a sponsorship from Soylent Green? Because I feel like with all of our talk on cannibalism, I feel like that's kind of perfect for us.
I know. Makers of Soylent Green.
Reach
Hit
out.
Us up.
WeirdWhyPodcast@gmail.com.
There we go.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So Albert was given a roast chicken that he was served to avoid apparently a tentative suicide attempt because he had tried to cut his veins with a T-bone, like the bone from a T-bone steak previously, like in the last couple months. So they were like, just give him some chicken.
Yeah. And that good was luck, it. Buddy.
Yeah. Another one, H.H. Holmes. He's the one that had the murder house in
the
Chicago.
House of Horrors.
This guy is like ye old timey fucking super, like 30s supervillain style.
And he was dubbed as like the first American serial killer.
Yeah, there was even theories that he was Jack the Ripper. I think those have been disproven, but there was theories that they were the same guy.
Yeah, I've heard those theories and I just kind of brushed them off.
Yeah,
you know, I went to his unmarked grave.
Really?
It's in Philadelphia.
Because he was born in Philadelphia and he was a transient type of motherfucker until he settled in Chicago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And and it's unmarked. You have to look online to see how to find it.
That's awesome. We should do that. We're not that far from Philly.
We're not. Okay. It was a cool trip for sure.
So Holmes was given it was described as this is such a sad description for your last meal. A substantial but plain meal of eggs, toast, and coffee.
Eggs, toast, and coffee.
Like that's what I like that. That's like, that's actually my go-to breakfast usually, but like, the way they describe it of substantial but plain, like it's like there's a fuck ton of them, but it's just okay.
That's, I mean, it's probably because that dude was fucking insane.
Yeah,
like
that's true.
Honest, that's what got me diving into like the psychology of serial killers and everything, because like the stuff that he was so smart about it.
He was like engineering level smart.
Yeah, like, and then like sold the skeletons to universities.
Yeah, which apparently you could just do back then.
Apparently that was a thing with cadavers too, bodies.
Yeah,
and people would dig up graves to bring in these cadaver bodies.
Fucking Frankenstein style.
Yeah. Thank God we don't live in the olden days.
Yeah, it's so much better now in the 2024s.
Yeah,
it's or going something. Really well. You know,
we're doing
what?
Great. We're doing great.
We're doing great. We're doing
amazing.
Time. We're having a good time. We're having a real good time.
It's a memorable time.
It is a memorable time. I would say it's We could call this another Roaring Twenties, I would say.
Ooh, they're roaring all right.
They are roaring. They're doing something, and it's not always good. All right, we got two more names on the infamous list before we start getting into the weird. Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomber. That guy is a total piece of shit. That's another one that I really want to cover in detail. We talked a lot about on the last episode about like a lot of the white supremacy stuff. That comes up a good bit on this episode too. But like a lot of the white supremacy stuff. Timothy McVeigh is a really good example of how that can get extraordinarily out of hand.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he I remember hearing about it. I was pretty little when I was hearing about it. I don't even remember when that happened.
It was the mid-90s. I know it was after Waco, because Waco was one of his issues. But it was one of those things where I think like we were in that age group where it wasn't quite us tuning into the actual news, at least not the super bad news,
but we heard the name and the,
like, I knew
Oklahoma
it was a thing.
City bombing.
I knew it was a thing. I just didn't know what was up with it.
I remember I always listen, paranoid schizophrenic dad. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what.
Yeah,
a lot of similarities.
That's the thing, is you get that kind of personality if it gets drawn into the wrong like funnel system, if it gets drawn into the wrong thought bubble. It can be disastrous. A lot of people died that day. He had, and this is just another unhinged decision, I think, 2 pints of mint chocolate chip ice cream. Is it weird that makes me hate him more?
Kind of, because, okay, I apologize to anybody who prefers mint chocolate chip ice cream. Okay?
I don't hate it. I will eat it, but I've never really consciously chosen it, is where I stand on it.
If
we're about to have a hot take, aren't we?
If you're a person that prefers mint chocolate chip ice cream, okay, shut the fuck up. You pretentious asshole.
Literally. And honestly, as your last, like, if that's the last ice cream you choose of any other ice cream out there, there's so many other ice cream choices, and you pick mint chocolate chip to throw down on 2 pints on, fuck you.
Double fuck you. That's like, that's
two
that's
scoops of fuck you.
Proof that the man was a psychopath.
Exactly. 100%. 100%. All right. Last one on the infamous list here. This is one that we definitely remember very intimately, I think, because we were at that age where shit was like, oh, it was definitely getting in. We knew what was up.
My school was affected by it.
Same.
We had like lockdowns and everything.
We couldn't go outside. Like, we couldn't do like all the outdoor sports were canceled because of it, because of the DC sniper.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one. Again, like, so many of these like are just like, especially the infamous ones, are all going to be topics at some point on the show, because that's one we discussed recently about getting on there soon. But
yeah, that's definitely one, and I will wait to talk about that until we do, because we have to do an episode, because it's very personal to us.
It's very personal, and there's a lot that goes into it that I don't think a lot of people realize. Like, it was like he had this whole weird like full country terrorist plot that would have like ended up like this weird guerrilla warfare against the United States. It's very fascinating. Psycho.
And they didn't talk about it. They didn't talk about any of his stuff. You have to like actually actively look for
it. You got to dive in for that. Which,
and it's
like, yeah.
Intense.
Yeah.
It's intense.
He like was grooming the other kid, the one that was his accomplice, and they were just going around the DC Beltway, just shooting, sniping people. And no
terrifying.
One knew where it was going to happen next. So, this is another weird one. So it was described in several sources as this is what's written down as chicken and several cakes. What does several cakes mean?
That's definitely more than three.
Okay,
more
but like
than three cakes.
Is that like a sheet of cake, or is that like a couple pieces of cake? Like, what are we? When you hear several cakes, what do you picture? I'm picturing sheets of cake, and it's like, did that dude eat like a fuck ton of cake?
I'm picturing like the round cakes, and it almost looks like the little bakery counter at like Walmart where there's a ton of cakes just all over the place.
Okay. And like, just he's out here just sampling cakes like a dessert tray
also very relatable as a final meal choice.
It's not a bad one. It would have to be the right cake, but it could be, I could be talked into that one.
Yeah, it would definitely, listen, ice cream cake though.
Oh, hell yeah. Ice cream cake. Actually, again, you know what? I've already revealed too much on my list. We'll get to it later. All right, so let's get into the weird ones here. So those are all the infamous ones. So most of these other ones here are going to be not as famous names. We basically, what we're going to do is we're going to like kind of say who it is, what a little brief, like what they did to get to where they were and then what they ate. And then we're going to dissect it from there.
All right. That's definitely the one that I focused a lot of my research on because yeah. There was such weird ones.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like I couldn't imagine.
I couldn't. Now this one, I'm coming in hot here. We're the one that messed it up for everyone. And again, white supremacists are assholes. Cause this guy just completely fucked it up for everybody. Lawrence Russell Brewer. He was a white supremacist murderer. I believe the victim that he killed, he killed by dragging.
Yeah, that's what I read.
Yeah. This guy messed it up for everybody. So he actually fucked up the entire system in Texas for when it comes down to final meals. Everyone strap in. This is going to be long. This is what this guy ordered. So everyone just strap in. 2 chicken fried steaks smothered in gravy and sliced onions. Good start. A triple meat bacon cheeseburger with fixins on the side. A cheese omelet with ground beef, tomatoes, onions, bell peppers, and jalapenos. Are you getting hungry? Because I'm getting hungry.
Up until you said the omelet. I don't like eggs.
Ah, that's true, but I love eggs.
The other stuff, though, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm still in. And it's not even done yet. So he also got a large bowl of fried okra. He got a large bowl of fried okra with ketchup. 1 pound of barbecue with half a loaf of white bread. I love that he asked for half a loaf.
Specific.
3 fajitas with fixins. This is one dude. A meat lover's pizza. I can't even fuck a meat lover's pizza up on my own. 3 root beers. I feel that. 1 pint of Bluebell vanilla ice cream. A slab of peanut butter fudge with crushed peanuts. And he got it. He got all of that.
That sounds like if I died and went to heaven.
Yeah, that's what we'll be waiting.
That's what's there, except for the omelet. Like,
yeah, but you could trade it out. Like, you wouldn't even have to. You got all the other stuff.
Brush it off and just eat this delicious smothered chicken fried steak.
Yeah. You know what that motherfucker did? Mm. He didn't eat a bite of it.
And that's okay. Whatever.
On some level, you got to almost appreciate it.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, the part that honestly pisses me off the most, he got so butthurt about it.
Yeah.
Like, he took that shit personal.
Yeah.
Like, bro, calm down, okay? This is a cuckoo bird.
Yeah. This is like this guy, like, he wasn't right in the head. Like, he ended up on death row anyway. Like, he was, like, clearly off.
Right.
Are you surprised? Like, it's honestly, like, from a protest perspective, I dig it.
Yeah. I mean, fuck that guy, but fuck the senator even more because, like,
that's true.
That pissed me off so bad. And it reminded me of Shawshank.
Yeah. Oh, you actually saw a movie.
I did. And I remember some of it too.
Hell yeah.
Because that's what I remember is the warden just had it out for fucking what's his face. I don't even know the name.
Andy Dufresne.
That's how good I am at movies is I don't even remember the main character's name.
It's okay. You saw that one.
And that's I remember some of it.
This is a milestone for the
episode. I know.
Like this is amazing. Like, you know what's weird though is like my immediate response, like my immediate thought was how did the guy after that feel?
Oh, and like his is scheduled for like tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's already thought this. He's already made the plan up in his head. Mm-hmm. And like, he's like, this is going to be, you know, I'm going to die, but at least I'm going to die with a full tummy of my favorite foods. And the guards come in and be like, listen, something happened.
You just see the, like, they start the conversation. You just see the warden pissed off, like so mad, just fuming, yelling, walking down the hall. And you're like, What happened? It's like, listen, listen. You know how you've been looking forward to that last meal?
I got some bad news.
Got some real bad news. It's going to be a rough day for you tomorrow.
I think it was something similar to this that had Florida make their rule on the final meal.
Really?
Which theirs is $40 worth of food that can be purchased locally.
Which, okay, that's not even like the most unreasonable thing I've ever heard Florida do. That actually, that makes sense to me. Because like, okay, I get an extravagant meal. I get wanting to go out with a bang, but like also how much, like you're also being put to death because you, most of these are murder. Murder is going to come up a good bit. I mean,
I think there was one that wasn't murder though.
There's like one or two, but like it's mostly murder. So it's like, yeah, I can live with a $40 limit for that.
Yeah.
I think Texas could do the same.
Yeah. I think, when you really get down to it, like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
But like the human part of me, I'm like, okay.
Exactly.
Like you're at the end literally of the day, dying tomorrow.
You're still a human. You deserve last meal. You deserve it. I allow that. I'm with you on that.
I like the idea of the limit, and they specifically have it in there that it has to be able to be purchased locally.
Which, so it's like, if there's like that leaves options. Like if you're in like Jacksonville and there's like some seafood place that you've always dug, you find out what their specials are, you know, like get budgeted out, see what you get.
And that, you know, it works and you won't have asshole prisoners ordering probably the most glorious menu
that just went to waste
that a hungry bitch could see.
Yep.
And just, in the trash.
Now, as a couple of hungry bitches that we are, this one's going to piss both of us off here. So Charles Rumba, robbery and murder. He was apparently being philosophical. This man literally asked for a single plain tortilla.
Did you see what he had to drink?
No. What did he have to drink?
A glass of water.
Like, really? Not even seltzer?
Ew. First of all,
I love seltzer.
Ew.
I love seltzer.
No.
Seltzer's good. Seltzer is awesome.
It's no, it's not.
Nuh-uh.
Let us know in the comments what you think.
Let us know in the comments. weirdwidepodcast@gmail.com. Settle this debate.
Yes.
Seltzer, yay or nay. But yeah, no. Okay, so a plain tortilla and a cup of water. Like, honestly, fuck you, dude. And I don't know what's even the message there.
I know. That's what I was trying to figure out. Cause like it's not expensive. It's probably the cheapest thing he could have ordered.
Yeah.
It's not like, they probably didn't even have to super go out of the way to get it to him.
Yeah.
Like, what is the message that you're trying to get across here? Because like, I want to know.
Yeah. Well, apparently his lawyer said he just didn't feel like he needed an extravagant meal. And it's like, okay, but like, you're also spiting yourself. Like you're obviously making a protest of some sort.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which there's a couple of those on here. Some of these are not even that bad, but like you're obviously protesting, but like you're spiting yourself.
Maybe he just wanted to be a little bit more famous than he was. Like he was we got all these other guys that are out here doing all these crazy things and now they're famous. Some of them, it's just like murdering people, but they got famous. And that's all I did was, he was a murderer. Yeah. He robbed and murdered.
Robbed and murdered.
And he's like, I'm not even famous. So like, I'm going to put my name in the record books.
Okay. I like that. That's not a bad one. And you know what? Here's the thing. If that's the case, it worked. We're talking about him right now.
Looking up at us from hell. Saying thank you, Weird Wide.
That's right. You're welcome.
I'm gonna say fuck you, Charles. You fucking murdered people.
You murdered guys, man. Like we're not on your side. You're not with us, man. Like
we're talking about you, but we're kind of like talking shit about you.
We're throwing shade, massively shade here.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Velma Barfield. Velma is another lesser-known serial killer. She was only convicted of one murder, but she confessed to six. She was a poisoner. She was the first woman to be executed in the U.S. after the resumption of capital punishment in 1976. And this bitch had the most Velma from fucking North Kakalaki last meal I've ever heard of. A can of Coke and a bag of cheese doodles.
Also very relatable, though, because there have been so many times in my life when I sit down with it's always a Diet Coke because yeah. I get it.
Okay.
And a bag of cheese noodles. And I'm like, this is just such a good night.
You know, okay, that's true. So like, okay, so that's not even, because like, I do love me a can of cold Coke. I do love like the right snack. Okay. I can dig that, almost like a, just kind of just wanting that feeling. And like that feeling just like on like that you've had a long day. The day is done now. You're sitting in front of the TV. You got a snack and you're just feeling life.
Yep. Vibing before you die.
Yep. I what do you think that they were like when she asked for that though? Cause I just feel like Velma was just like it's like, well, Velma, what do you want for your last meal? And she was just like looking at him like, well, I think I'd like a can of Coke.
And probably a lot like that too.
Bag of cheese doodles. Like, I don't know. Am I doing a good North Carolina accent? I don't know what North Carolina's accent is.
I don't know what North Carolina's accent is. I think it's like a little bit Southern. I think probably close.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going for also more of a Velma than a North Carolina. Cause I feel like Velma is its own brand in this case.
Yeah. And like, I feel like though a can of Coke and cheese doodles, She's a little weird. She is a poisoner. She was poisoning people.
That's true.
Growing up with the name Velma, no offense to any Velmas out there, but like it's a lot more accepted now than it was then, I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
And like just chilling with her cheese doodles.
You know what? Velma, munch on them doodles. I like it.
Right. A nice crunchy snack before we die.
But, again, it's not even like, it's like she picked an off-brand Cheeto, though, too. Like, that's another thing. It's like, now around here, I'd have gone with Gibbles, the cheese puffs.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Dude, like, we live in Gibbles country. You gotta try Gibbles. I'll bring some Gibbles on Saturday.
Try them.
I'll bring some Gibbles over on Saturday. All right.
And we could trade. You can have my Twiglets.
Yeah, I can bring these, Gibbles. Like, delicious cheese poofs, and I could try this disgusting Marmite.
Listen. The best thing happened today. My niece saw we got a jar of the Marmite, just the spread.
Yeah.
And she's like, what is this? And I was like, you remember those Twiglets? This is what they're made, like the flavor. She's like, oh, gets a knife, sticks it in. I'll send you the video.
I need to see that. I need to see it. I love it.
It's great.
I love it. All right. Now let's take it back to, we got another guy here, Kenneth Wayne Morris. Now this guy, it was murder again. Again, murder's going to come up a lot.
Yeah. It's death row.
It's death row. Yeah.
A lot of death. A
lot of murder. This guy, it was unfortunate because he was executed on his birthday.
I was reading about that one. Yes. Actually, I think I have a whole paragraph somewhere. I don't know where it is, but that one made me sad.
It made me sad because, like, okay, and this is a fucked up thing to say, but he only killed one person that I could find. So it's like, did you have to do it on his birthday?
Right.
I'm not like saying don't do it.
Right. But extend the liberty of, like, the day after.
Or do maybe it, like, but find out where he stands on it. Like, because, like, I love my birthday. But some people hate their birthday. So it's like,
I hate my birthday.
See, exactly. So like, if it were you, it'd be like, do it right the day before for me, the day after.
Like, and it wouldn't even be like that complicated. It couldn't be that complicated.
It couldn't. How busy is death row that like that couldn't have been arranged?
You know, I wonder that a lot because like it takes so long for people to get convicted for that to actually, and I know you have to leave time for like appeals and
exactly,
stuff like that, but it still takes a really long time, like decades in some cases.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess it is one of those, but it's still, it can't be one of those things that like so many people are like in line. Like, it can't be one of those things where it's like it's happening every day. You can't tell me they couldn't just like hold the chamber, the fucking electric chair,
yeah,
for another day.
Yeah. That it, especially in advance, like, you know when the man's birthday is. It's on all the court documents.
Yeah, like, somebody scheduled it. Somebody could have been like, hey, next day.
Somebody took it personal. He pissed somebody off.
I bet you he smarted off in like at like the wrong moment, and somebody just like, yeah, somebody was
like, yeah, they're like, all right, bet.
Bet, exactly.
Who gets the last laugh now?
Exactly. So he actually, from what I could tell, at least from this moment, had a bit of a sense of humor. He got a birthday cake, white cake with lemon icing.
Lemon icing.
I dig that. I like lemon.
Okay, I don't like cake. And I say that, I'm very particular.
Same. I'm very particular. Like, I would never choose like a regular cake as my last thing here.
No. I wouldn't choose one with lemon icing either.
I would consider it. But like, I would have to go, I would, like, if I had to go with a regular, like, it would be like probably yellow cake with chocolate icing maybe, but.
No. I don't know. I honestly don't know what I would choose as far as cake goes. Like, if I had to choose a cake for my last meal, I'd choose a flour tortilla, honestly.
Yeah.
I like single, that more than I like cake.
Just a single flour tortilla.
But I'm going to have the Diet Coke.
That's fair. Not the water. That's fair.
So I have one.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you had put this on the list or not.
Who is
but
it?
I have one that, I don't know. It's the redemption. There's a redemption about it.
Tell me.
Philip Ray Workman.
Philip Ray Workman. Yes. Philip Ray Workman is on my list. I love this one. This one is actually a weirdly sweet story.
So he shot a police officer during a robbery, got sentenced to death in Tennessee. I didn't
Don't rob places, people. Like,
I lied. 1981.
Okay.
Yeah, don't rob places.
Don't rob.
Because especially if you don't want to murder.
Actually, like, yeah, just don't do it.
Don't murder. But also don't rob. Unless it's like big corporations.
If you bring a gun, you're gonna be tempted to use it. If you're gonna rob a place, you wanna do the note. That's how you rob.
Yes.
That's how you rob.
So
we are not legally responsible for anyone that takes that advice.
I didn't hear nothing.
This episode is satire.
My headset isn't working.
Yeah, weirdest thing.
So this is one of the cases where it was like decades before he actually got put into, you know, into death.
Yeah.
He did the crime in 1981. In 2007 is when he requested his final meal.
But like you were talking about, it takes decades to get to that point.
Yep. He requested a vegetarian pizza to be delivered to a random homeless person.
Isn't that kind of sweet?
And then they denied it.
They said, no, that's not happening.
But
that's not the end of the story.
It's not. And I love where it went from here.
This is actually beautiful.
Because when I was reading it, I was so, how do you deny that? So then people found out about it and they're like, bitch, bet.
Exactly. So
first, you had people all over Tennessee just giving pizzas to homeless people. And then there was, I didn't write down her name. There was a woman who spoke with CNN.
Yeah.
And she said that she had raised, her and her friends, just them, had raised $1,200 to donate pizzas to the homeless.
Yeah. So like all these homeless shelters were getting like all this massive influx of like pizzas because of that whole thing. That's
because
pretty
he requested
amazing.
It. And honestly, I went from being pissed off that he was denied to almost like grateful that he was denied.
Because it led to such like a good influx of good.
Instead of one person getting fed, hundreds of homeless people got pizza.
Yeah, like the spirit of what he did actually like reverberated like out into the actual community. And that's really cool.
Yeah, that's good job on that one. That one is a little bit of a redemption arc.
Love it.
You know, maybe you not as far as it needed to be, but I don't think you can come back for murder.
No, I think justice was served with the execution, and I think it's just like, but it's nice that he was able to go down with a ripple effect of something nice.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really cool.
Exactly.
That's,
I loved it.
I love it. I love it. All right, this guy, Stacy Lawton, that's a dude. This guy ordered a burger and fries and an entire jar of dill pickles.
Me. Another relatable one.
An entire jar, though.
Okay, so I make these garlic dill pickles, and I will sit. I've sat at one time, I sat and ate 2 jars of them.
Okay, so this isn't inconceivable at all for you.
Oh, God, no.
Okay. Do you got some of those?
Not right now. I have to plant cucumbers.
All right, I'm going to need you to get on that so that when I come over, I can have some, because that sounds really good. A garlic fucking dill pickle? That sounds incredible.
Oh, they're so good. They're so good. And literally, like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have a couple pickles. Girl, the entire jar.
I love it. I love it.
It counts as eating my vegetables.
That is a vegetable. It's totally a vegetable. Yeah. So it's good for you. Plus, actually, pickling, I think it's supposed to be really good for you. I don't know if, like, a fuck ton of pickles is good for you.
Yeah, it has to be in moderation.
Yeah.
It definitely wasn't in moderation.
Yeah. Anybody who is in the medical field, if you want to like weigh in on this, what would you say a fuck ton of pickles is from a health perspective?
They are garlic dill pickles, though. Garlic is really good for your immune system. It helps keep away pests.
We're talking about a fuck ton, 2 jars or more. weirdwidepodcast@gmail.com.
Let us know.
I love it.
There's another one that I have.
Hit me.
Victor Ferguson.
Is it Ferguson or Fegwar? Because I got Fegwar.
Oh, I don't know.
Is this the olive guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
What the heck? An olive.
He asked for a single olive, but specifically with the pit intact. Because he wanted an olive tree to grow out of his grave.
Ew.
I don't like it. I don't like it. But I don't know. Like, I read that like they found the pit in his pocket, though. So was it supposed to be that he was supposed to eat it, or was he supposed to just hang on to it and take it to the grave?
Well, if he wanted an olive tree to grow, then what he did was going to be the right way, because like embalming and stuff.
That's what I mean. Right? Okay. So like the way to go would be to like keep it on your person.
Yeah, because if they're gonna embalm you and everything,
that's gonna
make it hard for a tree to grow.
Yeah, I don't think formaldehyde is a good growing agent. What if it's a secret though? What if that's like the secret to growing an olive tree that we don't know about?
Just have this massive, crazy, big olive tree outside of a prison.
Yeah, what's the secret? Formaldehyde. Like,
oh, actually,
sounds toxic, bro.
And there'll be a class action in like,
oh yeah,
20, 30 years.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. All right. Now this is another unhinged one here. This one, I just can't imagine choosing this to be the one you gorge yourself on, but Gerald Lee Mitchell, I didn't write it down, but I'm pretty sure murder. This dude asked for an entire bag of assorted Jolly Ranchers.
I saw that one too. I could totally do that.
Jolly Ranchers though?
I love Jolly Ranchers. And listen, I'm the freaking weirdo that will like, I'll suck on it for a little bit and then I crunch it and it gets all stuck in your teeth and I will do it.
Okay. That's the part that I don't like. It's like like when it gets stuck in your teeth like that. So like, I'm thinking like an entire bag of that is just going to be like your teeth are just going to be like fucking
stuck together.
Yeah.
Ugh. And you can just like,
maybe he did that. So like, cause he's just like on his way to like, he's he's still tasting it. It's still in the back. He's just nicking on his teeth.
It lasts a while.
I just ate a fuck ton of Jolly Ranchers. So,
like, hell yeah, guys. Get a little bit of a sugar high.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Let's go.
Hell yeah. Who you got
I
next?
Like that one. Let's see. Oh, this one is another one that very relatable. This is the last one on my list, I think, too.
Okay. Who is it?
It is Peter Miniel.
I might Peter Miniel. Yes. Peter Miniel. That was actually next on my list.
Relatable.
This is very relatable.
20 tacos.
Mm-hmm. 14 foods total. This is like the biggest meal on record.
20 enchiladas, 2 double cheeseburgers, fried chicken, pizza, fruitcake, ice cream, orange juice, root beer, Pepsi, and Coke.
I love that
I
he
think
I
that was it.
love that he like got four different choices of beverage. Like he's like, I'm not gonna be held back. Like, you know what? Remember when I tried to make a choice with Mellow Yellow? He said, no, I'm making the choice. All of it, all of the above. He broke the
All of
matrix.
it. They said too that he ate a good deal of it.
Yeah, like he wasn't like a dick like the other guy. Like he actually ate like a good bit of it. I don't think he I don't know if he finished it. They don't I
It's not
couldn't find.
reported whether it
Yeah.
was finished or not. The last report is that he had eaten a good deal of it.
You know, that's like some shit though. Like I feel like if I was a guard at that prison, it would have been one of those things where it's like I would have been like kind of like cheering him on to finish it and like I would have let people know. I'd have been like, no, this dude actually ate 30,000 calories worth of food before he fucking croaked.
What I want to know too is like, how long do they get?
I think they get the evening. Cause like there was
Like the
one
whole
guy,
evening? Because I
I
could do
think
that
so. I
easy.
think so. Cause like there was one guy that he didn't make the list. It wasn't weird enough. But he specifically requested all of his food while watching the Lord of the Rings trilogy, which is something I would do. I would set up like a movie viewing thing so that you it's not like so like we're gonna have this all night. It's gonna be like a party almost.
It's like we're binging.
Yeah, but I also think that's also gonna depend on the prison and the state. It's gonna vary.
Yeah.
So in Texas, they're probably gonna like be like, yeah, you get fucking 45 minutes. Like, which
Yeah.
you should be able to take as long as you want within reason.
Yeah.
Within reason.
Honestly, when it comes to the final meal, as long as it's like, before tomorrow when you're supposed to be executed. Give them like until then, in my opinion.
Exactly. Like if it's gonna take you that long, let them linger on it, dude. Like let them munch. Let them munch. 'Cause like
Yeah.
as somebody who definitely enjoys eating, I would like that. 'Cause like just to be able to just munch, 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 munch.
Exactly. Until you go die.
Yeah, exactly. Till it's time to go croak.
All
All right, I got two more left on the list here.
right.
Now this one, I'm gonna judge this guy so fucking hard. Joseph Mitchell Parsons, aka Yogi. He looks like he would have the name Yogi. Like not like a yoga yogi, like a bear yogi. Like he looks simple and bear-like. If
Aw.
is the only way I can describe. No, he's a murderer. We shouldn't awe this
Less awe.
guy.
Sometimes it's easy to forget.
That's true. That's true. So this man orders Burger King Whoppers, fries, chocolate shake, chocolate chip ice cream, and a pack of grape Hubba Bubba bubble gum. Not even hating on him for that, but it's like you picked Burger King as your last
No.
burger.
No, listen. No Burger King slander in this house.
Look, nothing against it, but like when Five Guys exists.
That is true. Five Guys, though, okay. I like Five Guys a lot.
I do too. It's
A
actually,
little overpriced, but
yeah, actually the procedure I'm having this week, I can't eat a lot. I got a liquid diet. I'm fucking getting some Five Guys as soon as I'm done with that shit, as soon
I
as I
might
can eat
have to
again.
get Five Guys in the near future too,
Yeah.
because like jalapenos on the burger
Oh, I
with,
love the mushrooms on that. We are definitely
oh,
this
I'm so
so
hungry.
hungry. This is a fa like this whole episode is a fat kid corner, but like I am so hungry. But like the reason I'm gonna judge him so hard is because his lawyer said that he chose specifically Burger King because of their slogan, "Have it your way," because he thought it was symbolic for Parson taking control of his own life. All you did was cater to a corporate slogan.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like,
Yeah. Fuck that guy specifically. Okay, and this last one, I saved this one specifically for last. I'm surprised you didn't have this one on your list.
I'm
This one
excited to hear it because I was looking up, I was diving in.
is incredible. James Edward Smith. He was a voodoo priest, tarot card reader, and got there's some kind of murder. It's all murder. It's all
It's
murder.
all murder.
This man asked for a lump of dirt.
I actually did read this one. I didn't write it down for some reason.
Yeah, well, like he wanted it for a ritual because he thought it would help him pass into the next life. Which actually, when I read that part, I was like, okay, that's a little more because like when you first come off like I want a lump of dirt for my last meal, you come off like a dick. But it was like
Yeah.
specific dirt. It was like ritualistic. He wanted to do a ritual, and I can actually respect that. But like, it is kind of fun that this man asked for a lump of dirt. But they said, no.
Yeah.
No,
Could
you
you
can't.
imagine, first of all, imagine, because there has to be an approval process,
There has
right?
to be. Yeah.
You're in prison. Everything has a process, right?
Exactly. Nothing just
So
happens willy-nilly there.
he tells you, you have to tell somebody else, right? So they're going to be like, what? Excuse me?
What?
And then I imagine just these guys in like a little office.
Yeah.
And they're like deciding whether or not to approve this man's lump of dirt.
You know that was one where like they had to get their boss involved. Like it's like when they don't usually have to. This is like, we're gonna go up a level on this one.
And the boss is annoyed by it because he's like, no, of course you're not
Obviously, this guy
granting
can't have a fucking lump of dirt for his
it.
last meal. No.
You guys are
Like,
idiots.
fuck you guys. Like, Jim and Terry need to get the fuck out of here because they're asking about lumps of dirt for fucking for James Edward Smith. No. Absolutely not. So he was denied, settled for a yogurt cup, which is decidedly less glamorous than what he was going for, or less of a what's the word I'm looking for? Flashy, less
Yeah.
of a thing. It was just a yogurt.
Less symbolic, I
Yeah.
guess. But still weird because honestly, I'd be bummed if my last meal was yogurt.
I would too. Like, I mean,
And I like
I
yogurt.
do too. Like, I can find like a yogurt that I would enjoy, but like it still would be like just the fact that it is yogurt. That'd be
We're having yogurt, not
having
even
yogurt.
anything nice in the
Yeah.
yogurt, just a yogurt cup.
Thanks. Thanks for
Woohoo!
that.
Let's, I guess we can go die now.
Time to die. What I did like about this though is he was super spiteful about it. Apparently on the way to like the I don't know. I didn't look up how they were actually executed. I'm assuming I don't even know when, but like on the way to the death chamber, whatever you call it, he
The
apparently
death
started,
chamber.
yeah, the death chamber, that's fucking metal. He started talking to the guards and said that he was going to haunt the prison for 300 years.
I wonder if there's reports.
I wonder. We need to follow up on that. We're gonna
Yeah, we do.
we need to do like a little like maybe a little like on the next episode like a little mini update.
An
We're gonna
update
yeah.
episode, a little tidbit in there.
Yeah, even if we just throw it in the beginning, even if we just throw it in the beginning of another episode, like we'll look into that and we'll find out. So we got to find out what prison it is and if there's any reports of that. So, and if anybody knows at home, weirdwidepodcast@gmail.com.
Leave a comment
Leave
down
a comment. That's right. If you're
below.
watching on YouTube, leave a comment about that. All right. So we have come to the end of that. Now it is time to go over what we would do for our last meals. Do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
I kind of want you to go first
Okay.
because mine is so it's I don't know.
Okay.
I feel
Okay.
like it's really lame.
All right. All right. All right. I'll go first. I'll go first. So, and like I said, it did get to a point of like, I need to stop this. This is freaking me out and it's starting to be too much. But
Cut yourself off.
I think this could be a worthy last meal.
Okay,
Roll
let's
with
hear
me here.
it. I'm gonna judge you, but go
Oh, you
ahead.
should. You should. King crab legs and shrimp,
Ooh.
which, 'cause you know, at like with like some of my ailments, I can't have that. So that's like forbidden fruit. So that's the first thing on there for me.
Yeah, if you're gonna die, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. It doesn't matter if my foot starts hurting the next day because I'm going to die. That foot ain't gonna hurt much longer.
We're good.
A medium rare steak. I'm not like a steak connoisseur, so I don't know like which one I'd be fine with like a
A
sirloin.
steak's a steak,
Steak's a steak. I
honestly.
mean, some are different. I know people are going to disagree with that. We're going to get a lot of hate mail for that one,
That's
but
okay.
that's okay. I don't care. So a medium rare steak, biscuits and gravy. I got to add some scrambled eggs to that because I always love scrambled eggs with biscuits and gravy.
You and your eggs.
I love eggs. I put this here to be well-rounded, but sweet and sour chicken, Chinese style.
I don't mess around with sweet and sour chicken. I
That's my
don't know
go-to. It's
why.
my go-to.
Ugh.
That's my go-to. This is where it gets a little fun. A bowl of all lime Skittles.
Yeah, you're definitely a serial killer.
Dude, when they came back with the oops all lime, I went to Sheetz and scooped up an entire like thing out of there.
Okay, so because all listen, of all the Skittles though,
Best one.
no.
Wait. What's the best one?
Okay,
If
if
you
we're
had to pick
going
only one Skittle flavor.
red bag, if we're going red bag, it's going to be either red or purple.
Okay, purple is acceptable, but lime is where it's at.
I will choose lemon over lime.
Oh, I would
I will
settle for
choose
lemon.
orange over lime.
No way, no way, no way.
And then
You're part of the reason they switched it to the green apple. Like, you're part of the reason that we lost lime to begin
you're
with.
welcome.
So, bowl of all lime Skittles. Honestly, I would get that now if I could. Like, that sounds amazing.
Psychopath.
Hell yeah. An eclair cake. Now, when I say eclair cake, that's like specifically this one that my dad makes at the holidays. It's wonderful. It's exactly what you're thinking. Like, he took that to work one time, and like, you know how like you ruin yourself with like being that guy? He couldn't ever not bring an eclair cake to work again
Oh,
for events.
God.
It's that good. I would want a whole one of those. I'm gonna take a sheet. I'm gonna take a sheet because I'm going all in.
That sounds so good.
Yep. A 2 liter of A&W cream soda.
Okay. I can get down with that.
Yeah.
I'm still a little psycho,
A
but
little
you
bit, and
know.
I can accept that. I can accept that's a little bit of a psycho choice, but that's the one I'm dying on. That's the one I'm going out on. And then to finish it all off, a pack of American Spirit Gold cigarettes. Like, I'm still at that point where like I love cigarettes. And if I'm gonna die, I'm gonna want a
Yeah,
puff.
there's no point in quitting smoking if you're gonna die
Exactly,
tomorrow.
exactly. Like, I would definitely want a whole pack, if not two, honestly.
Ugh.
Yeah, that sounds intense
That's
right now
gonna
that does it.
hurt.
That
That's
would hurt so
gonna
bad. I'm going to the chamber with a fuck. I'm gonna be talking like this.
hurt.
Like, it's time to do.
Coughing the whole time.
My final words would be just so fucked up. I just. What did he fucking say?
God. Like suddenly you developed asthma too, so you're wheezing really
I
bad.
just gave myself a fucking heart attack before I could get to the chamber.
Hey, save us some taxpayer money.
Exactly. I'm doing
There you
civic duty at
go.
that point.
There you go.
Hell yeah. All right. Hit
All
me with
right.
your list.
So my list, I have, of course, tacos,
Of
right?
course. Okay. That's a good one. That's a good one.
But it's gonna be there's a mix of tacos because I want the authentic
Yeah.
like chicken with cilantro on a
Oh,
on the
yeah.
tortilla with some lime. I want Taco Bell, Doritos Locos Tacos Supreme.
Okay.
Both are delicious. They're very different, and I understand that, but I love them both.
So you're gonna get the okay. So you're starting with a mix of the authentic, really good tacos and the Doritos Locos. Okay, I dig it. I dig it. Who's the serial killer now?
That's a good point. That is a good
Oh,
point. To complement my tacos, I would like a spicy tuna roll with soy sauce
okay.
as one of my fucking favorites. I am so hungry right
I'm
now.
so hungry. Like, we are so like we are I need everybody at home to know we are seriously struggling right now. We are
Oh,
so we are
especially
in
because I can smell dinner.
yeah. You know, it's funny, Trina actually threw sushi onto hers too.
See, me and her are like
Hell
this.
yeah. Hell yeah.
Very specific for my next one.
Okay.
The dragon calamari from Red Lobster specifically.
Oh, okay.
It is so good.
I don't
I
think
actually
I've
just
had
had some
that.
last week. It's so good. It's the
Ooh.
like the calamari, like it's okay, mediocre, but like the sauce.
Okay.
Oh.
That's where it's at.
For dessert, I want a fried banana
Love it.
with whipped cream on top.
Of course.
I don't even like whipped cream, but when I had a fried banana, they put these little dollops of whipped cream drizzled with chocolate.
It
Oh,
works.
so good. And as my beverage, I have two beverages. I want a Dr. Pepper to
Okay.
go with my meal
Okay.
and a peanut butter banana milkshake.
I can dig it. Okay. A lot of banana in your
I know.
thing there.
I love banana.
Banana's good. I love banana. Banana's delicious.
Now I'm so
I
hungry.
am
I am
so hungry.
it is
It
painful.
is. So we are going to get out of here because we are both starving and we've just talked about fucking food for the last hour. So everybody, follow us, on all the socials. I'm a Dudas Weirdo. She is at Bethany.gets.weird, we're on TikTok and Instagram. Go to the official, go to www.weirdwide.com. That is the official home of Weird Wide on the interwebs. You can get all episodes sent to you. All episodes are available online. See, I'm so hungry. I'm like fucking up the outro
here.
Can't even talk. That's how hungry we are.
Starving to death.
That's how hungry we are. We're going to get through this. We're almost there. We got to finish.
I believe in you.
I believe in me. I believe in me too. All right. So you go on to www.weirdwide.com. All the episodes are there. You can sign up for our newsletter, get episodes sent directly to you. More stuff is coming with that soon. Stay tuned for that. Go on to YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to click the subscribe button, hit that little bell, leave a comment below. If you got something to say, send us an email, weirdwidepodcast@gmail.com. And if you feel so compelled, leave us a review. I know you can do it on Apple. I think you can do it on Spotify. 5-star reviews really help. They really help the show. And tell your friends. Tell all your friends about us. And that is it. That's the end of the show. We're fucking hungry.
I'm going to eat.
Fuck yeah. We love you all. Stay weird.
Look. We love you.
We love you all. I'm not even going to try.
Do it.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. Did I do it? Wait, did I do it?
No.
I'm still doing it.
You're supposed to use your
I can't mouth. Do it. It doesn't track for me at all. Again, if you're just listening, I tried to fuck up some hand signal stuff.
We're officially in a gang.
Officially in a gang. That's right. Actually, wait, wouldn't it be like the W? Wouldn't it be the hand like, oh yeah, okay. Like, so it's like,
you gotta do the butterfly twist.
Yeah, the butterfly twist, like for the W. We're doing the W's butterfly now. Twist. We're doing the W's now.
It's the loser, double loser, whatever, butterfly twist.
Oh, see, my sister would do it. Would be loser with a twist, as if Fly Away and Kiss This.
I like it.
There's two versions of it. I'll see if I can figure out what the other version of it is. All right,
amazing
y'all.
Outro.
Amazing outro. We are out of here. Stay weird. We love you all.